Back on In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, and in this next segment, we're going to be talking with Megan Doherty with K-State Research and Extension in Riley County. She's the Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety Agent here in Riley County. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is day before Thanksgiving, and a lot of folks are going to be in their kitchens and cooking all sorts of things, and like to bring you on here each year before the holiday to talk a little bit of food safety. Safety is kind of a common thing this year with COVID, but food safety is just as important because we don't want people to unnecessarily get sick from eating their food.
Yeah, exactly. This is that holiday time. You're with your family, and the last thing you want to do is get you or anybody that you're feeding sick. So that food safety component is really a big player in the holiday game.
With the turkey, because that's kind of the main dish here on Thanksgiving, what are your tips for making sure that you cook it right? And because it takes a long time to get it just right.
Yeah, so the big thing with the turkey that you have to remember is it takes a lot of planning in advance. Whether you get a frozen or a fresh turkey, if you're buying it pre-cooked, if you're smoking it, frying it, anything like that, you have to definitely prepare and plan ahead to make sure that you have time for all those steps that are coming up. So, for instance, if you buy a frozen turkey, you have to make sure that you are thawing it properly to avoid any of those bacteria from growing and just reproducing. So they recommend the best way to thaw a turkey is in the refrigerator. And they recommend to thaw it about 24 hours for each 4 to 5 pounds of turkey that you have. So obviously, we don't generally just have like a 1 or 2 pound turkey. So takes a little bit, a few days to get that thing completely thawed. If you're running a little bit behind and you didn't get it in the refrigerator ahead of time enough, it's still frozen, you can thaw it under, completely submerged under cold water. They estimate about 30 minutes of defrosting time per pound of turkey under the cold water. The big thing with this is that you have to make sure that you keep that water cold and you re-drain the water and refill it with cold water every 30 minutes. So it does take a little bit of time. But you can definitely do that as well. Now, if you didn't get your bird, your frozen turkey thawed in time, you can always go for a fresh one that would already be thawed, so you wouldn't have to worry about that thawing process. Then you can just go ahead and start cooking it. The biggest thing as far as cooking it goes is just making sure that you cook it to the proper internal temperature. And with that, you want to make sure that you're checking the innermost part of the thigh, the wing, and then the thickest part of the breast. And you want those internal temperatures to be 165 degrees Fahrenheit. If it's not to that temperature, you risk getting any of those foodborne illnesses. And that's something that we want to avoid. So really, the internal temperature is the best thing you can do when you're looking to prevent anything like that happening during your Thanksgiving holiday. The other big thing with the turkey is the stuffing component. A lot of people stuff their birds and then they eat that stuffing filling as a side dish. Stuffing, I know, is one of my favorite things. And that can start to get into a few issues there just because you have that raw meat juice dripping into your stuffing, which makes it good, right? But it can start to be that warm, moist environment, which bacteria just thrive on. So it's really important that you prepare that stuffing safely and make sure that you're preparing it right before you're stuffing it into your bird to cook your bird. The other thing is make sure that you're not stuffing too much in there. They say about 3/4 of a cup of stuffing per pound of turkey is all that's recommended for when you stuff that turkey. because you want that heat to circulate, because that moist environment is where that bacteria grows. So we want the heat to dry that out and kill all that bacteria that's in there. So those are kind of some of the things to kind of pay attention to for your turkey cooking.
All right. Of course, there's a lot of other foods that people will be preparing for the holiday. And a lot of times when I've gone to Thanksgiving dinners, food sits out for a while. And that can be, I know, a little bit of a dangerous situation if it's a hot food sitting out for any time or a cold food sitting out for a length of time.
Right. Yeah. So a good rule of thumb is once you have everything prepared, all of your meals are just coming out of the oven, the microwave, however you're preparing it. If it's hot, they say that you want to get it into the refrigerator cooling after 2 hours from that cooking time. So once that cooking time stops, you've got 2 hours where your food can be sitting out before you store it to prevent any of those food safety hazards.
Okay, that is good. A good rule of thumb. I think people really need to keep that one in mind for sure. As far as other food safety measures, I imagine you want to make sure you're not cross-contaminating on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, exactly. So anytime, especially when we're dealing with any kind of raw meat or poultry, especially, you really want to make sure you're not cross-contaminating any of your raw materials with any of your fresh materials. So using separate cutting boards, separate knives, separate pans, it might dirty a lot of dishes, but I'd rather wash dishes than get any kind of foodborne illness. Just really making sure that you're using clean plates, clean cutting boards, clean knives, and also washing your hands. Washing your hands, as we know right now, is one of your best preventative measures as far as food safety, health can go. So really watch that.
You know, whenever I cook poultry at home, especially with poultry, I'm washing my hands like constantly because I'll touch something and then I go wash my hands, touch something. I'm a big stickler. I do not want to cross-contaminate.
Good. I'm kind of the same way. Anytime I'm using any kind of raw meat, if I touch it, I make sure I wash my hands after I touch it before touching anything else. It's a good rule of thumb to practice.
Very good. Well, and I know a lot of us will eat our fair share here on Thanksgiving, but it's probably best to kind of watch those portions and maybe not go for that extra helping of pumpkin pie if you can help it.
So, of course, it is, you know, a time to celebrate, and it is kind of centered around food. But there are some things, you know, kind of try and mindful. Use your mind when you're eating. Don't just keep eating it because it's there. You know, leftovers are also a great thing. You can enjoy it more than just once. You can enjoy it around 3 to 4 days. After that, it probably isn't the safest to eat anymore. Just kind of try and watch your serving sizes, especially some of those high-dense calorie foods. Try to just have little slices. And then if you're still hungry after you eat that little slice, you can go back and grab some more. The food's not going anywhere. Just try to be very mindful of your portions and try and get some vegetables in there too.
Absolutely. Well, 3 to 4 days is a good rule of thumb then for the refrigerating. What if you want to freeze it? How long can you freeze some of these foods?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the freezer, you can generally store anything in the freezer for about 6 months to a year. After that, it's still probably safe to eat. You just might start losing some quality as far as texture goes or anything like that. If you're not going to eat it after or in those 3 to 4 days, go ahead and label it, date it, put it in the freezer so you know what it is, and then you can enjoy it at a later date.
All right. Well, Megan, is there any other tips that I haven't asked about that you want to make sure to get out there to the public?
I will just throw out there that there is a USDA meat and poultry hotline. We kind of call it the turkey hotline. So if you get to Thanksgiving Day and you just have a question that you have no idea how to answer, they will be there year-round, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can call anytime. And that number is 1-888-672-4000. 574-6854, and they will answer any of your turkey questions.
All right, very good. It's very important. Safety around this holiday especially, maybe more so than ever, and food safety is right up there with everything else. Megan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving, Brandon.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.